Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
You gonna eat anything else?
I've done my pee-pee. I've done my poo-poo. I've had a little bar. I feel a bit healthier than normal.
So, right, we're ready to go then.
Let's go.
Excellent. Welcome to Beers and Business. What a way to start this podcast, guys.
I may get a
just letting everybody know about your bodily functions. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't think we spoke about bodily functions there, did we?
We just did.
We spoke about pee and poo.
Yeah, that's important. Well, where does it is a bodily my yeah. God. Anyway, well, that has nothing to do with
this. Did we just fucking record that?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Yeah.
What would you call them, by the way?
Yeah. No, they are bodily functions. They're excretions.
Excretions. Anyway, how is everyone today?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm well.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. It has been crazy busy leading
up. How has it been? It's been kind of mental, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a good kind of mental.
We're not out of the mental
We're
yet.
We're not quite out of it yet, but it's been good, but it has been a bit, whoa, this is like, this is what it was. We used to do this all of the time.
Yeah.
One week in. Week out, week in, week out, back to back to back to back.
Oh, probably not as bad as it.
Busy as this, but it was. It's been good. It's been good.
You've been flat
well.
Out. You've been flat out, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. Like it's just been crazy with all the stuff happening in the world right now and all the decisions being made and outside of people's hands. Yeah. I have been nonstop talking to people and working with their businesses. I've just been nonstop.
Nonstop. This is, I think this is a good point, right? Because this is kind of, well, I think how we can lead into today's topic, right? Because I think that people, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about having a vision today, right? And I think that people can be led and swayed when they have a vision and they're not a visionary. And I want us to talk a lot about making your business successful, like making it a successful reality for yourself. And what are the steps to actually do that? Because when people set up businesses, they've got this outcome in their mind about how it's going to look. You know, they've got this vision about how it's going to show up.
Maybe.
Well.
Maybe.
Don't you think that everyone's got it to a degree? They may not have, like, the specifics, but they've got, like, in their minds, they've got this thing of, oh, my God, I can start a business and it's going to be, you know.
Oh, I think, like when you first make the decision to go into business, there's probably an element of that. It'd be largely unexplored, but there'd be an element of that. But I think what happens then is the next day you're like, I'm a business owner. And you're like immediately jumping into the what do I do? And it's you've kind of bypassed the whole part that would make that business successful. You've bypassed the whole, it'd be the equivalent of like hopping in the car and just driving.
I've gone down and I've registered a business name.
And now I'm a business owner.
Now I'm a business owner. And I mean, I think that happens for people and, you know, people get inspired about things, but people don't understand the psychology of what occurs, you know. And I mean, now there's just so many in-depth studies about what happens, but the psychology of what occurs for a person when they choose that. Like, why do so many people give up on their dreams? Why do so many people shelve their ideas and just go and work for the man? And you know, we all want our kids to have a shot at things. You know, I want my kids not to work for the man. I want my kids to, you know, dig their own path. That's just what I would love to see happen for them. Whether they do that or not is entirely up to them. But, you know, there's something happens where you have an epiphany throughout your life. In most cases, it's normally between about 18 and 27, 28. And you have this epiphany and you're like, oh, you know, now I want to be a chiropractor. I'm going to start my own chiropractic business. Or I want to be a doctor. I'm going to start my own, you know, GP clinic or whatever it is. And what happens then, just so we can explain this to the
I was going to say that's the vision, right? That's what I was talking about before. That, like, they might not have it clear, but they've got, I want to start a chiropractic massage business or whatever.
Definitely that's a split point. Huh? There's like this flint point that pops up, right? You're either, there's something you love that you want to take to the world, or you were working for somebody and you thought, I could do this better.
Yeah.
Or you've got the skill set and you just notice this need. Like, it's kind of pop up.
Yeah. Or else you've had an experience and you've thought, I would love to do something like that. You know, you, Like, I think with Lexi, she keeps talking about wanting to be an architect because she's had experience of houses and homes and been around dad and, you know, I'm all about property. So she's had that experience. But I've been careful with her to be able to discuss with her, okay, you know, you've got to be able to plan this stuff out, because if you don't plan it out, then it becomes problematic, because you announce to the world with a positive emotion something that you want to do publicly. Simultaneously, privately, you ridicule yourself because you're not there. And this is what creates conflict in people. And people don't understand, you know, why they shelve things. And they shelve things because they don't know, they want to do something, but they don't know how to get there. So they want to, they have this desire, they have this vision, this dream of something that they want to do, but they have no road upon how to get there. And if you don't have a road upon how to get there, then your dream is just a pipe dream. And some people then stumble along through life, you know, meandering around everywhere, getting on and off course all the time, you know, and almost getting there. And in some cases, some people do get there. But, you know, the wisest way to go about it is, you know, you have to be able to reverse engineer where you want to get to, reverse engineer to where you are now, so that you eliminate the conflict. Because the biggest problem with people who have ideas like this is internal conflict. And the internal conflict is, you know, translates in different ways. Like, it might be, I'm not smart enough, I'm not intelligent enough, I haven't got the money, I haven't got the team, I haven't got the people, whatever that is. And what people don't realize is that the energy of not knowing how to get there, you know, your brain witch hunts to go, okay, well, what is that energy and what do I attach it to? What's the problem I attach it to that I think I have or I haven't got? And then that becomes the excuse. And then the person just never gets there.
Well, that's how your brain gets you out of pain, right?
Is yeah.
If it can find something that's perceivably outside your control and put it on that,
yeah.
You know, that's where we get a lot of assumptions in business, like, oh, I can't grow a business because I haven't got enough cash flow.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
I know lots of billion-dollar companies that start with zero cash flow.
Cash flow, yeah.
But I think you're right. Well, you are right. But the thing is that I think what you were saying, Mike, is that the vision isn't necessarily a clear vision to begin with. So the first step to becoming an actual visionary and to be able to lay out your path is to actually get clear on what you want. So just to say, I want a chiropractic business isn't enough, right? Mm. You need to actually have a vision.
Oh, because absolutely.
So, you know, the steps are the next part, but the first part is actually having a vision. What does that look like? You know, what does it feel like when you're there? What's my actual, what's
like, can we use
what's
the
my
chiropractic
legacy?
Example, yeah, right? Like, the first thing you've got to get is that, what is that business really? Like, what is it really doing? What are you setting it to really do for people?
Well, most people would say, well, I'm a chiropractor.
Well, that's not it.
Exactly. I mean,
we've kind of talked about this before, is that isn't the vision. That's just the how. Because you're right to the how. As soon as you say, I want to be a chiropractor, bang, you're right into the how, which is getting past the vision. Like, what is it you really set out to do? Like, what is it you're trying to do? Are you trying to align people? Is this a medical thing? Like, what is it? And then why do you really want to do that? Like, what is the emotional thing, whether it be a place of inspiration or come from a place of pain? What is that emotional catharsis, that why that really is driving you in that? The two of them become the kind of the fuel to that vision.
So give us an actual example then, Mike.
I'm getting into chiropractic, right? And let's say I have a knowledge that the brain and the body are somatic and they're linked. And we can see that there's a lot of people that suffer with emotional problems or mental issues in their life that are really just an idea behind the fact the body's not aligned. And so what I'm really trying to do is get people off, you know, Paxil and like all these medications and get them aligned in their body. That's really what I want to do, is, you know, not see people that are suffering mentally and on medication for the rest of their life when really they just need a bit of a crack.
Yeah.
And so I'm out there really kind of rescuing, you know, people from the pharmaceutical industry. That's really why I got into business. Mm-hmm. Now, that vision then allows you to go, what is the best way in which to do that? Mm-hmm. So it might be chiropractic. It might be something else. It might be a combination of things. You can create more of an experience from that level, mm-hmm, than if you just go, I'm a chiropractor. In which case you go, well, how do I start a chiropractic? Well, I look at every other business that is currently in chiropractic and I do what they do.
Right.
Which might make me money for a time if I'm on a wave, like if chiropractic's really popular. But the minute that wave starts to turn, they all turn, I'm stuck because I've not got a greater reason for being there. I haven't got a way to pivot. I haven't got anything to pivot off of.
So you're saying that you've got to find that reason. So in your example, it's like finding that mind-body connection, getting off pharmaceuticals. But it could be that, I know from my own personal experience, having chronic pain and being able to get out of chronic pain using chiropractic care. So you might have the mission or the vision to help people get out of chronic pain and using chiropractic as the means.
I think when I first had my experience of the beta release technique, you know, and I think that this kind of happens for everybody, you know, it's like you get on a video game and you have this wow experience on a video game and you think, fuck, you know, I want to create my own games. I want to build out the technology. I got this great philosophical idea that we could add into a game or we could teach kids, da-da-da-da-da. You have an epiphany of some sort through some sort of experience, right? Mm-hmm. And that gives you your reason. For me, when I had my experience, I was like, wow, that was, you know, that was amazing. That was like, I've done 5 years, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to have an experience that I had on a bench, you know, and it took 20 seconds, you know, and I was like, fuck, that blew my head off. Everybody needs to do this. And so that was, for me, that was really
the catalyst.
That was my reason, you know, because if you know, if I can be depressurized, you know, in 20 seconds from the amount of stress I was feeling at that time, and for the first time in a long time actually feel like I am myself, well, everybody needs to know that that's possible. Does that make sense? So
do you think that that's the case, Mike, then, that it's like you have to have an epiphany, like a moment where you get, fuck, this is what I'm doing, this is my vision here, I'm not just a car, this is what I'm here to do.
I absolutely. Yep. So, like, now you can get away with it for a short period of time without that.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could ride a wave. But every business goes through a challenging period. And without that epiphany, without that emotional breakthrough that you've had that kind of makes this thing matter,
yeah,
then you're not going to ride through the tough time. You're not going to figure it out. And, you know, so you're just going to be one of the many people that just kind of makes money for a bit of time.
Okay.
And then falters. And the challenge with that is you know, when I say money for a period of time, I'm not talking millions of dollars. The majority of businesses don't make $100,000.
It's just getting by.
Majority of businesses make less than $70,000, to be honest.
Yeah.
So first step then of creating this business, you know, and making it successful is having a vision and having an epiphany that gets your reason behind what you're doing. And that's key. Like, that's number one. I was literally talking to my nephew the other day. You know, he's at the age where he's starting, like, he's been going through, I want this business, I want to do this. Oh, I can do this business. You should have heard the idea he had on the weekend. Totally random. And I kept saying, no, you've got to connect with your reason. Like, you can't just have it for the sake of having it because it won't last. Anyway, so once you've got that, right, then what we do is now we become, then we have the potential to, you've got your vision. Now we have to be able to step it out along the way.
Well, I think just before you do that, right, you've got to get really clear about where you are.
Oh, 100%.
Right? So, like, you've figured out where you're going. You got that clear. The next thing I have to get really clear about where I am. I can't lie. I can't kind of play it down. I can't mix it up. I've got to know exactly where I am in terms of my industry, my business, the need in the market. Like, where am I? And then you can start to reverse engineer. How do I get from there back to today?
Yeah, because if you don't know where you are, it's like you putting, going back to your map analogy, it's like you're putting a location in a map, but you don't know the starting location. So there's no way you're going to be able to navigate your way there.
Yeah, and most people in their brain, they put themselves in a more favorable spot than they actually are.
So you've got to be really honest with yourself.
Yeah, it's like when I first got into coaching, right, like one of my role models was Tony Robbins, and I look at him. And I go, oh, I want to be a coach like him. But I was measuring from where he was today, not where he was when he started.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to do I'm trying to follow the path that he's on today. And I was just spending money like crazy because I couldn't keep up with where he was. I had to go, like, where am I really? Like, I haven't even got a client. Nobody even knows what I do yet. I've got to kind of start there. Mm-hmm. And then I got to build it out. I got to, you know, I can't go and just model somebody from where they are, you know, a couple hundred kilometers down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then So once you've mapped out where you're going and then where you are, what do you like this? How do you see that whole visionary, the stepping and the reverse engineering it?
Well, it's really just building a system of what has to be done. You know, it's like the wealth principles. It's just a system. You know, you've got to reverse engineer based on a system of, and the system has got to be based around what your product or service is to the world. So asking yourself important questions like, you know, even before the system, though, you have to see how it's going to look. You know, like for me, when I open my own beta release clinic, I knew how I wanted it to look. You know, I'm a very visual person. Some people are not visual. They're clairaudient. They hear things. Some people are clairsentient. They sense things. Some people see things. So I'm a real I see stuff. I want to see the benches. I want to see where it's at. I want to see what it looks like. So for me, I have to start getting my head around what that looks like in my mind. And then it's just, you know, asking yourself, okay, before I would pay the lease on that property, what's the thing I would have done? Well, I would have looked at probably 5 or 6 properties. Right, before I look at 5 or 6 properties, then what's the thing I would have done? Well, I would have contacted a couple of real estate agents. Right, before I contact a couple of real estate agents, what's the first thing I would have done? And then, so getting a block-by-block way and just roughly reverse logistically engineering the whole thing to where you are now, that's kind of how you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, tomorrow, here's the next series of steps I have to do that gets me closer to that outcome. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, for me, and you might have a different analogy, but I liken it to having a recipe because I can't cook, so that's why I use the recipe analogy because I'm shit at cooking. I can bake because I can follow a recipe. So put this amount of eggs in, da-da-da-da. I get emotional when – if you were to say to me, here's ingredients, make a cake, I would freak out. I'd get emotional, right? Mm. You wouldn't because you'd be able to make it work. You've done enough. You wouldn't need a recipe to go by, Mitch, right, because you can do it, right? Yeah. For me, freak me out. So I need a step-by-step action plan. And the step-by-step action plan says do this here, do this here, do this here. Then I'm not emotional because I know that this is my next step, this is my next step, this is my next step. So the way I see having a plan and reverse engineering is that every morning you wake up, you don't get upset that you've got to get up and brush your teeth. You don't get upset that you've got to get in the shower or you've got to get dressed because there's no need to be emotional about those things. You know, that's just something that is a part of a system of you getting through the day and you getting to get to a point where you've achieved some sort of outcome. So having a vision, being a visionary and stepping it out is just like having the next best thing to do and not overthinking it because you're just following the plan and following the step-by-step guidelines.
I mean, we often sit with people, Mike, and we say to them, you know, have you got a business plan? And people go, yep. And I go, okay, show me your business plan. Send it to me in a PDF. I can't send it to you in a PDF. Why can't you send it to me in a PDF? Well, because it's not on paper. It's in my head. And so the first thing people have to understand is that having a system is not the problem. Because everybody has a system. You got a system upon that you run every day. You got a system you run every week, which you're getting your kids to school. You got
it's the same with goals. Like people go, I haven't got any goals. Yes, you do.
You do.
They're just shit goals.
They're just shit. And and it's that's exactly right.
Well, that's right. Because my goal is to get in front of the TV and just
or my goal is to get through the week. Or my just goal get is to past pay the staff.
Or yeah. Or my goal is to get
pay the
bed.
Rent.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get it. So I think it's important for people to understand that they don't. You have to have. You're running a system anyway, right? Everybody runs a system every day anyway. Everybody runs a system with their money. You know, people say to me all the time, oh, yeah, I'm kind of doing what you're doing with your wealth principles. And I'm like, well, then you're not doing it. No. That's your version.
Because you're kind of doing it.
Because, yeah, you've bastardized. You can hear it in your language. You've bastardized something and it's kind of the amount of people that say to me, oh, you know, I do a bit of yours and a bit of the barefoot investor. And I'm like, no. You're not doing a bit of the barefoot investor. You're not doing a bit of mine. You're doing all of yours.
Yeah, it's – you know what I mean? I had a coach once who kind of likened that because I was one of those people that would try and find my own way and say, I'm kind of doing it. And he was like, well, look, if you read some Shakespeare, right, and you read some Stephen King, about 60, 70% of the words are the same in both books. So based on that analogy, you would say to me, I've kind of read all those books.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like, yeah. No, you're not following the analogy. Sequence. The yeah. sequence is what matters.
That's right.
Not the individual
That's
components.
Right. That's right. Yes. There's a sequence you have to follow that reduces time, that maximizes effectiveness, that gets your product to the market on time. You know, there's certain things that have to happen, you know, that a sequence will make sure that you do that yeah. because your sequence and your plan is what keeps your pressure on.
Well, and yep. it's like sequence does, like take Mills' example, like you were talking about the recipe. And if I went to you and I was like, oh yeah, yeah. So I threw some eggs in. I chucked it in the oven for 45 minutes. I pulled it out. I threw in some flour. I mixed it in, yeah. right?
It
and she would look and she's like, this is the most god-awful cake I've ever seen. I'm yeah. like, well, I kind of did what you did, right? All the pieces are there. Mm. I just did it in a completely different order. Mm. Like, that's really what people are – like, when they say I'm kind of doing it, that's really what they mean is I don't really understand sequence.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just a matter of opening up to the fact that, you know, I realized – a long time into business, you know, and I'm 39 years in business now, today.
You don't look even 39 years old, Mitch.
Oh, thanks. That's nice.
That was a lie.
I feel about 105 after the past 4 days. Anyway, fuck you. I can't remember what I was going to say.
39 years in business.
And I realized about 30 years ago, that I knew absolutely fucking nothing about business. And that was a really, really important realization because it was then that I started to make money. It was then that I started to become successful. It was then that I started to build property portfolios. Mm-hmm. It was then that I started to own other companies. When I realized, you know fucking nothing about business. So don't stop pretending that you do because you fucking don't.
So get honest yeah, with
Steve
yourself.
Jobs, Steve Jobs used to say, I started every day trying to figure out what I don't know and then seeking the answers. Jack yeah. Walsh said, if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. And so people think that they know something about business because they've gone and registered a business name. Literally, that's mm-hmm. what I stumble across that stuff all the time. I'm dealing with a company at the moment. It's a bike company at the moment. And the reason I'm dealing with him, and it looks like I'm going to buy into the company, the reason I'm dealing with him is because he looked at me and went, I know fucking nothing about business, Mitch, and I'm turning over X amount of $1 million a year, and I need to know something about business because I don't know how I'm doing this. And this is my problem. If I want you in here, I want your expertise, your team. I want to be able to get this to here, but I know how to do this bit really well. Like, I'm an engineer, and I'm an electrical engineer, so I know how to do this shit really well, but I don't know how to do this over here. I'm literally flying by the seat of my pants, and I'm successful.
Yeah, that's the clear sign of a wave, right? He's caught a wave.
Yeah.
And, like, businesses get in that all the time, and anybody can ride a wave, right? Yeah. You just grab the board, you ride the wave up. Now you're there at the bottom of the wave, the top of the wave, or in the middle of the wave, but you ride the wave up. And it's the idea that because I'm going up on the wave, I'm doing well in business. Mm. But you only really learn to surf when the wave crests. Mm. Right, that's when you see the people that can do business versus the ones that can. It's the other analogy I love is if you're flying a plane, right? Anybody can fly a plane when there's clear skies and you know which is the sky, which is the ground.
Yeah.
But if there's cloud cover and there's a storm there,
yeah,
and you can't read the dials and you don't know how to fly a plane,
yeah,
you're gonna crash.
Yeah.
It's the and we see it all the time. We get in business, they're like, no, but I'm doing really well. I'm like, well, how are you doing it? And they're like, I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, 100%. So let me just summarize, right? So to have a successful business, the first thing you got to do is you have to have the vision. And you got to know 100% what that vision is. Saying I'm a chiropractor or I'm a massage therapist or I'm an engineer is not enough. You have to have an epiphany of some sort.
Well, that's a how.
That's a how,
and that's
right.
where everybody naturally wants to go. Everybody yeah. wants to jump to solution before they've figured out the problem is or what the challenge or the why.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to get to how.
Like, so the vision is the why and the outcome that you want. Then you got to figure out where you are. So be honest about where you are and how, like, you know, what part of the market, like what stage of the cycle your business is in, where you are personally.
Maybe I can structure it easily, right? The vision is the what and the why of your business.
Yeah.
the figuring out then where you really are is the who and the where of your business.
Right. And then you've got to step it out. So you've got to have at least he didn't do it on the actual microphone. We'll wait for his second sneeze. There you go. One more.
A little sinus orgasm for the people listening.
For the people listening. Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Normally you don't look like you're in as great a pleasure as.
There's tissues right there if you need, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Such a professional setup. Oh my gosh. Move the microphone away. Yeah. Oh my lord.
And we said there'd be no music on this.
I should try my lights because my horn works.
Okay, so going back, the vision. The why and the what?
The what and the why, yeah.
And then the where is where, locate where you're actually at.
Who and where.
The who and where. Yeah. And then the step along the way is the how, right? So it's like the GPS thing. So first step is you've got to put in the location. You've got to know why you want to go there, right? The next thing is you've got to put in your location so that you can get clear on where you are and where you're starting from. And then the actual GPS is the system, the steps along the way that help you to make a left-hand turn or a right-hand turn or go straight for X amount of time so you know exactly what you're going to do. So there's no emotion attached. When you've got the end point and the start point, the bit in the middle can sort itself out in a way that's not that you're not getting emotional around it. Then you will go and find the tools that you need. Then you will go – like if you get stuck with something, it doesn't matter – as much because you actually haven't – when you're clear with that outcome, then you've got – you know exactly what to do.
Well, that's the beauty of today. With all the technology in today, right, the how is actually really easy.
Yeah.
But if you don't do those first two things, you're going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
There's so much how available to us now that you're going to get overwhelmed if you don't have it.
So which one do you think, Mike, is the biggest – problem to people creating a successful business? What do you think it is?
The vision, the what and the why.
The start part. What do you think it is, Mitch?
I would agree. I think having the vision, the what and the why, and reverse engineering it is the most
important.
It's absolutely imperative. Yeah. And also owning up to the fact, you know, early in the game that you don't fucking know everything.
Mm.
And you don't know everything. Because but everything you need is to around know you. Is around
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And no matter what, just based on the perspectives that we've talked about in a previous podcast, you're never going to know everything.
Never.
There is not one single person you'll ever Except find me. In business that is going to know everything about business.
100%. Yeah. I think that's good. I think that was very clear.
Thank you.
We stepped it out along Thank the way you. For Thank everybody. That was really clear. Good.
Feel
we need to talk clear. About technology next time, I think. Can we do that?
Yeah,
I think we said we were supposed to do that this time, but that's okay. We'll talk about it next time. And yeah, that was good. Great chatting, boys.
Lovely.
Lovely. Okay, if you're looking to bulletproof your business, here at MJB Seminars, we have the tools and strategies to supercharge your profits and stop you from becoming one of the 97% of organizations that fail within the first 10 years.
So you can learn more about this truly unique system by liking and following us at MJB Seminars over on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer podcast so you never miss a business episode again.
Registrations for our business course are by application, and you can express your interest by emailing evolve@mjbseminars.com.au.